Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Bischoff, the CEO for Starnet. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, we've got the largest group of commercial flooring contractors converging on Amelia Island here in the northern part of Florida, and you're going to be at the Omni this week. I wanted to give everybody a preview of some things not to miss. Now, before we get to that, though, tell us how's business for Starnet with the members right now.
So the members are generally doing very well. They have good visibility out to the end of the year. The pace is slowing a bit. We're starting to see more segment rotation and more seasonality because the members really have been full the last few years. So they'll have to pivot to different segments. The office market's been slow for several years. And it seems like this may be the breakout year for education with the members, as the projects from the design awards were excellent from last year, but it looks like the reports on education, both K through 12 and university work, will be very strong this year.
You know, we just released our annual report, which compares 2023 to 2022, and the flooring business overall was down 10.6%, and most of that was on the residential replacement side. The builder market is starting to show a little bit of energy now. And the way we saw it from the commercial side, which represents about a third of the business, is it was relatively flat. So that's obviously from the supply side on the consumption side. So things are a little softer than they've been over the last few years. And as you mentioned, education, healthcare, and hospitality seem to be doing really well. Data centers as a little subset is doing really well. The multifamily business is slowing down, and the office business is still pretty soft, right?
Yeah, office is soft, but many of our members are pivoting into market segments they haven't pushed for in the past. For example, their relationships in the metro areas allow them to chase projects that traditionally multifamily providers, general contractors, developers may not have been in those markets. A lot of that is suburban work, and our members tend to dominate the metro area commercial flooring. And many of those relationships in the real estate business are also working on multifamily in those markets. So that's been a big change. We actually addressed that at the fall meeting with our vendor partners, and many of them have stepped up to help the members in multifamily. It's not traditionally something they've looked to our membership for, but it's a big part of the business now. And our members have always, as entrepreneurs, been able to pivot as the market changes. Healthcare is interesting because more and more procedures are being done outside of the acute care facilities. So the upgrades on the suburban ambulatory care and outpatient care, those facilities are really starting to spend money. And coming out of the disruption of the last few years, we're seeing more and more people pay attention to healthcare as a lifestyle choice rather than just having to deal with the challenges that we had. So it's an interesting market and things are changing rapidly.
All right. So this is your fifth year in your role. And as I mentioned, Amelia Island, this organization came to Amelia Island about 15 years ago. So it's been a while since you've been here. Looks like the weather is rough here on Tuesday, but it's going to be better about the time you need it to be. Give us a few of the highlights for things not to miss when the members get here.
So we have record room nights for this meeting. We are pushing towards 700 in attendance. So that will be a wonderful group to host here. And if the weather breaks, as you said, and that's what the forecast shares, we're going to have a great meeting. So we're always focused on our members' talent models, their operating models. We're specifically pushing hard this year in our workshops around negotiated selling. We want our members to have a technical awareness of what's happening in the industry. So we'll be talking about some industry challenges with resilient flooring. And of course, one of the great topics that always comes up is moisture testing and pH testing and floor flatness and level. So circle back around on those topics. Taylor St. Germain will be coming from ITR, and they will share their updated forecast The members always love to hear the story about what will happen between now and 2030 from Taylor. So that'll be a great session. We are, for our Better Habs event, we're partnered with an organization called Reading Rocks. And coming out of that little competition, we'll be donating some books to charity. So that'll be a lot of fun for the Better Habs. And we have a record turnout of spouses and guests for this event this year. So we're very happy about that.
And you have your coat and tie event for your design awards. We all look forward to that. So that's part of this. This is also when you hand out rebate checks for the year. So there might be some smiles on some of the members' faces as they pick up their checks. What else? This is kind of a transition year. I mentioned you've been doing this for 5 years, and you've had Fred Williamson and Rob Starr to help you. I mean, I know you've got a great staff. You know, Eric Boonder and some other folks are going to be picking up some of the slack. You know, when you start thinking, too, about the membership, it's a little bit of a transition because you've got some folks retiring and you've got the next gen stepping up, right?
Yes. So we'll be revisiting our normal programs. Rob Starr was instrumental in putting the design awards on the map as a major event that's been recognized by the industry, and we certainly missed him this year. So our design awards program, our Dream Team program, and Kemp, our collaboration with you on the Floor Focus Emerging Leaders program, we'll have all of those as part of our StarNet celebration, because the spring meeting is a celebration of the achievements of the members. As you said, we will have some people retiring and or exiting the industry full time and moving to consulting roles and things like that. So we'll try to recognize, we can't catch everybody because it's a lot of people to keep track of, but we'll be sharing with the crowd some of the folks that will be stepping away from StarNet. They may stay active in their own businesses, but not be coming to StarNet meetings and being part of the committee programs. Randy Weiss, past chair and the leader that kept the organization together during the great financial crisis, which was quite a balance. He's going to say a few words to the group this year as well.
All right. So what's the member count now with StarNet organization?
Our membership is up to 171 members, and they're operating out of 423 product and installation locations, and 86 of those locations were also providing StarNet floor care. And last year in 23, we added a few dozen locations, which is primarily our growth path these days. We have so many members that are operating in a multi-location business model now. That used to be one very difficult, it's still tough. With technology, it's gotten a bit easier, but you still have culture and reach and service problems. But multi-location models are becoming more and more common in our membership. We're adding fewer new organic members each year because of the requirements from the membership committee. The companies that come into StarNet have to be significant in the market already. So the combination of new service locations from our existing members and new organic members, that's our path to growth for the future.
All right, Mark, well, I look forward to spending time with you and your group this week. Again, been talking to Mark Bischoff about this week's StarNet spring meeting at Amelia Island, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortAlley.net.